The following presentation is a production of Ride the Wave Media.
Step into the world of A is for Adversity, a podcast where we explore the journey of motherhood. Join us weekly as we navigate the intricate garden of self-discovery amidst the trials of motherhood. This is your space to nurture your identity and bloom. I'm your host, Jen Banks. Hey there, I am so excited to be here, and I am so excited that you're here too. It is spring break in Utah where I'm at, and there has been a lot of snow, so it hasn't exactly been spring, but I've appreciated the break. I have had such a busy week. I went to an event called She Can, I Can, and it was an incredible night of storytelling and how we can be career women and moms, and so it just aligned with exactly what I'm trying to do right now. And then on Friday, I spoke at a Momentum Next Level Summit. I was honored to be a part of that event, and I hope to host my own events like it in the future and continue to be a speaker wherever I can. I have a lot of exciting things coming up. Hopefully, I can share some of them with you in a solo episode soon. I have just had so many incredible guests that I haven't been able to squeeze myself in. So today's guest is Kiri Blaney, and she is the host of the podcast The Confident Mompreneur. And she is also a speaker and an author, and she calls Wyoming home, but is really just meandering around the United States right now, which is so cool. And she has a lot of great things to share, and she was so vulnerable in sharing her story. So I know you'll learn a lot from her. All right. I'm here with Kiri Blaney. How are you today?
I'm so good. Thanks for having me here, Jen.
Yeah, thanks for reaching out. You're one of the first guests in a while that I've had who I haven't met before doing a podcast interview. So it's always fun to meet someone virtually and that we have the capability to do that.
I know. I love that. That's one of my favorite things is the virtual connection we now get to have. One of the good things about social media. Lots of bad things, but one of the few good things.
For sure. Where do you live right now?
So I live in Laramie, Wyoming. But my partner and I travel all over the U.S. Right now, I'm in Colorado.
That's so fascinating. That's awesome. Would you mind introducing yourself to my listeners and a little bit about what you do?
Yeah, so my name is Kiri. It's a really difficult name, so nobody ever gets it right. Jen was nice enough to ask me how to pronounce. So I am a podcaster, an author, an entrepreneur. I'm a mom and a partner. I'm a traveler. I love adventure. I do a lot of different things. I'm a very multi-passionate person, which is both a blessing and a curse sometimes. But my main motto is like helping women find confidence for themselves in every single area of their lives, and especially after you've gone through trauma.
Yeah. That's beautiful. I love that. Women helping women. We need each other for sure. Yeah, you talk about names. I tell people sometimes that Jen is short for generic because it's just one of those names you hear all over. Fun to have a unique name. So that's awesome that you can have that. You probably get tired of, like you said, pronouncing it for other people, though. You mentioned some of the things. Yes, I get it. You mentioned some of the things that you do. What are some other hats that you wear?
So I would say there are a lot of hats I wear, just like most women. We have a lot of hats that we wear in life. Some of my favorite hats are definitely being like a partner and a mom. I absolutely love those two things. I have a six-year-old son, and he is just my favorite. He's so smart and so kind. So I love that hat. I would also say being an entrepreneur and a podcaster, and all of the things that come along with that is another hat that I wear. And then I also work a full-time job in finance, so I would say that's another hat I wear. There's a lot.
Yeah. Do you feel like it's hard to switch from one to another, or it's just ingrained in who you are and what you like?
I think both. So I feel like, especially entrepreneurship, it's something that a lot of people, like, you're either built for it or you're not to some degree. And for me, I always knew entrepreneurship would be some part of my journey, not quite sure how it was going to work in there or not. But like, I've always been that person that, like, even when I was a young child, like, I was always doing something extra to make a little extra money or figuring out some way to do cool new things that I could sell or whatever. And so that's always been a part of me. And then I think a big part of my journey was just like figuring it out as I go and adjusting, because life tends to throw new, more complicated things at you all along the way. Like, it's never boring. And so I've just had to adjust and learn and grow as I'm going along. So it's, I was in one place before I had my son, and then I had my son, and it was like, okay, I have to relearn how to adjust to all of these new things all over again. And then I had some trauma happen, and then I had to take a step back and be like, okay, now I got to totally readjust and do things completely differently. And so I feel like it's been ingrained in an ongoing process that I'm always trying to learn and grow and figure out.
Yeah, I hear that. I love that awareness that you've had your whole life, because I feel like I found my entrepreneurial itch later in life. And I feel like it was mostly because I was living towards following other people's dreams or other people's examples and inspirations instead of really feeling what my heart was calling me to do. And so I became a teacher, and not that I don't love that too, but it's just entrepreneur pursuits. They just light me up like nothing else has. So it's been interesting to discover that. What's one of your core values? What drives you?
I think one of my core values is just like camaraderie. Like you said, I love bringing people together, especially women. We are so strong when we have each other. And it used to be this really big value that we had a village to help us raise our children, to help us do all of the things that we need to do. And I feel like as society has gone on, especially here in the U.S., my partner is not from the U.S., so I have a very unique perspective from knowing how he grew up, where it was very much a village kind of idea of things, and everybody is working for the good of each other, to being here in the U.S. and just seeing how separated we are from each other, and that we really, especially as women in business and entrepreneurship and things, we get pitted against each other a lot. And it's like we're constantly fighting against each other for the one seat at the table that's meant for us, instead of trying to help each other and push each other so that there are more of us at the table. And so that's something that's super important to me. I just love bringing people together and having that supportive village environment for each other.
I love that. The host of this, or what's the word? The person who runs this podcast network, he always talks about how people at the bottom compete and people at the top collaborate. And it's so true. I love how you mentioned that with the table, because there is room for all of us. And if we can see that, then imagine how much stronger we could be. So going off topic a little bit, I always like to ask guests a unique question. What's a food you feel like you could never tire of eating?
Oh, gosh. So you sent this over to me and I was like, I am literally such a foodie. There's no food like I will say no to. We were just in Texas on one of our travels. And of course, I had to get like Texas barbecue, because if I'm going somewhere, I'm going to get good food that's like from that place. So I feel like I have two answers to this question. If I'm traveling, it's like finding local really good cuisine or something that's like iconic for that. So I just went to Maine not too long ago and I had to have lobster, and it was delicious. It was the best lobster I've ever had. The second answer, if I'm at home, I do a lot of cooking for myself at home. And my mom is a phenomenal cook. And she actually wrote her own cookbook, which is amazing. And so I cook a ton of recipes out of there. So it's either like my mom's home cooking or whatever local cuisine on the road.
That's great. I love it. Best of both worlds, right?
Ooh. Yes. Vegetables.
That's so fun. I feel like that is a little window into your personality too, of just how you are a traveler and you like to find out what's local. That's beautiful. When have you experienced some adversity or challenges, and how did it shape your character?
Oh gosh, that's a big question.
Very broad.
I am only 28 years old, but I always tell people, and because people are like, you seem a lot older than that. And I'm like, maybe it's because I've lived what feels like several lifetimes in one lifetime. Mm-hmm. And I feel like each lifetime has brought its trials and tribulations and given me some lessons to learn from them. I would say, again, there's a lot, but I'm going to condense it down to one of those sections of my life. Recently, in the last 2.5 years, I went through a divorce from an abusive marriage, which I had been married to that person since I was 18. So that was a really large transition in life and with it. And I think that's something that they don't talk about. When you're getting out of an abusive relationship, it's good that you're getting out of it, but there are a lot of hardships that come with it. And then as I was going through that divorce process, my mental health was going downhill pretty quickly. And with that came a lot of physical issue, which I always say our mental health is so tied to our physical health. So I ended up having a cancer scare and having to go through surgery for that. And then just a couple months after that, I went through a sexual assault. And that was very bad. And I was in the court process for that for over a year. And so this was all within the last 2.5 years that this has happened. So it's been like, I felt like, boom, I was getting hit with one thing after another. And like I said, my mental health was already in a downhill slide. I've struggled with depression and anxiety for much of my life. And this was the worst it had ever gotten. And so in June of 2022, I attempted suicide. And I ended up going into an inpatient facility and staying there for a little bit and working through my mental health, getting on meds, getting with a therapist, those types of things. And I would say that's probably the best thing that came out of all of those things, because I was able to work through a lot of the trauma that I had held for a really long time.
Yeah, wow. I can't even imagine. You're so open and vulnerable to share that. Thank you for doing that and letting us in on your experience. I feel like you're able to see both sides of a lot of things, which is a huge strength. You talk about a blessing and a curse, and also just with the really real trauma that you went through, just seeing what good you can pull out of it, because that's so hard to do if you're just stuck in the moment. But yeah, thank you again for sharing that. I feel like we're so much stronger on the other side, and then we can also help so many other people. So thank you. We'll move into a little bit more about what you do. I love watching your social media and just the things that you post. And when did you, or who do you say is your ideal client?
I think my ideal client is really just the mom that's doing it all and really like struggling to feel like they can do it all. You know, we always get told we can't have it all, but really we can. It's just a matter of figuring out how we need to do that, what works for us, what feels good to us, and doing it in a way that is going to be, we're going to be able to keep doing it for a long time. Because I feel like too often we jump into things without thinking about it too much, and then we reach burnout, and then we let go of everything, and it's just a mess. My ideal client really is just like that woman that wants to do it all and just wants the guidance on how to do it and how to feel confident in doing everything.
That's awesome. Yeah, I feel like that resonates so well, because like you said, we do a lot of things, and a lot of times we like doing a lot of things, but like you said, when you get to the place of resentment or doing too much that you could outsource or things like that, then that's where you need to find a balance. It's neat that you're
a speaker. It's hard for us to let go of control, though.
Yes.
That's what women struggle with, is letting go of control and knowing, like you said, I love outsourcing, especially if you're running a business. Outsourcing is huge. But there's also like outsourcing that we can do with our kids too, right? Can we send them to daycare for a few days a week? Or can we like swap times with a friend so that we can make some time for ourselves? Because also as women, we're really bad about taking time for ourselves. even when we really need it, or our mental health is not great, or our physical health is not great, those are the times that we need it the most, and we struggle the most in giving it up.
Yes, you are speaking my language. I totally agree 100%. So I noticed that you're a speaker. That I would aspire to be a speaker. That's awesome. I would love to own my own event center one day and just have classes and workshops for women. So I noticed people can book with you on Instagram. What are some of the speaking engagements you've had?
Oh, gosh. I have done women's retreat. I have done women's entrepreneurship panels. I have done women's events of all different kinds. I actually have 3 events coming up here in the next few months. So for my podcast, The Confident Mompreneur, we're hitting 100 podcast episodes. And so I'm doing like a big celebration for them. And I'm also launching a women's community called The Confident Post, where we have different blog posts about different things. And there's like a community forum where you can come on, get asked questions and get answers without a ton of judgment or anything like that. You could share your events for your businesses, all of those types of things. So I'm doing a big party for that, and I'm going to do a little fun speech at that. And then I have International Women's Day is going to be coming up in March. And so I'm doing an event on that, and we're talking about inclusivity. And with that, I'm really focusing on like our differences are our strengths, right? So our story has so much power if we have the willingness to share it and to connect. One of my favorite phrases is that vulnerability creates connection. So I love spreading that knowledge, just sharing my story so that other people don't feel so alone. And then my other event, I'm doing a virtual summit called the Hike Like a Woman Summit. We've got over 40 speakers from 7 different countries, and it's about women in the outdoors. If you're a woman who loves the outdoors, who loves adventure like I do, that's a very cool one to come and listen to.
That's so great. Thank you for sharing those upcoming events. Oh, so exciting.
Yeah.
Is there a favorite quote or mantra that guides what you do?
I just shared it. But the vulnerability creates connection, and there's power in sharing our stories. Like you said, my story's hard. There's a lot of really hard, dark pieces of it that make people uncomfortable because they don't hear people talk about it. It's taboo. Even with the rise of social media and us talking more openly about body kind of things and feeling good in our bodies, but also mental health, it's pretty taboo. And I don't see very many people talking about, hey, actually, the cops had to come and drag me from my house and bring me to the hospital to an inpatient facility because I tried to kill myself. Nobody says those things. Mm-hmm. And I think when you go through it and it hasn't been talked about, you feel so alone. And it makes that experience so much more isolating and so much more hard. And like I said, there is power in community. So if you have community, if you have those people that are sharing those stories that have been through similar things as you, it feels easier to handle those big hard things when they come along.
Yeah, so true. And hand in hand with what you're saying, I heard recently, too, that authenticity creates magnetism, and then people are drawn to you and to relating to you and opening up and just finding someone that they can lean on and bring into their village.
Yeah. Hey, well, since sharing my story, like you said, that magnetism of the right people being drawn into me is so huge. And that's why I love the community that I have, even on social media. Social media has a lot of downsides, but one of the upsides is the ability for you to connect with people from literally anywhere and everywhere that have those similar values and things as you. I do love that so much.
Yes. Thanks again. It's been so great to talk to you. And you mentioned your podcast. Is there anywhere else people can find you?
Yeah, the main places to find me are on Instagram. It's just The Confident Mom. And then my podcast has the same name, The Confident Mompreneur. And then, like I said, I doing a few big giveaways. If this comes out before February 28th, I'll be doing a few big giveaways for my 100th podcast episode. So if you guys want to check those out on my Instagram. And then I'll be launching my women's community, which is the Confident Postcoms. Those are the places to find me.
Great. Thank you so much. I had something I was going to say and it's gone now.
That always happens.
Right now. But anyway, yeah, have a fabulous day and good to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, as always, to Blaine from Ride the Wave Media for producing this podcast. He is not only the CEO of Ride the Wave Media, but he is also host of the best podcast in Utah, Radio Daybreak. So check that one out. And if you want to start your own podcast, reach out to me or him and we'll get you on the network. Remember to follow me on Instagram at AsForAdversity, and I'll see you next week.